Okay, we are going to cap off our Ford EcoBoost 200 post-race driver and owner availabilities with our championship-winning driver, Christopher Bell, and our owner champion, Kyle Busch, Kyle Busch Motorsports. Gentlemen, first, congratulations. Let me just share with the group here a few very impressive statistics. First of all, it was the 10th manufacturer championship for Toyota. Christopher, this was obviously your first championship, but you finished the 2017 season with 5 wins, 15 top 5 finishes, 21 top 10 finishes, and 5 Keystone Light Pole Awards. Solid, solid statistics there. Kyle, for your organization, this is your record 5th consecutive and 6th all-time NASCAR Camping World Truck Series owner championship. The first team in the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series ownership to win 5 consecutive owner titles. So you have, over the course of that time, have led 10 different drivers to victory lane for a total of 65 series wins. Very impressive. So first, again, congratulations, Christopher. Exciting race throughout the night. You stayed up close to the front. Talk us through how things went from your perspective.
Well, it was really, really, I don't know. I don't want to say smooth sailing, but things went our way. As soon as we fired off there, I knew that my truck was really, really good. I could kind of just take it easy. Whenever you get to these pavement races and you can go fast without trying as hard, you're always in better shape because you can take care of your tires so much easier. And I was able to really run the bottom of 1 and 2 at the beginning of the race and make really good time down there. And it was really beneficial for me because I was keeping my truck out of danger down there. But those guys kept getting better and better each restart, and we kept tightening up, which I think hurt our fire off speed. But over the long run, it made it safer for me to drive, and it paid off.
Kyle, the unprecedented level of consistency for your organization, what's the secret to that?
I think one of the secrets is obviously people. And, you know, Joe Gibbs will always tell you that. And I strongly believe in that as well, too, that when you have a great group of people, great group of guys and girls and everybody at Kyle Busch Motorsports that you do, you thank them for all the hard work that they do and everything that that they're able to accomplish, and putting fast tenders on the racetrack is certainly the start of all of that. So, you know, our success that we've had over the course of the career that we've had in the Camping World Truck Series of being team owners has been a phenomenal road, and it's some that we enjoy each and every year. And to see guys like Christopher Bell and William Byron and Eric Jones and the talents that they have and the ability that they show behind the wheel of our tenders to just take them to victory lane, take them to championships is what we're all about. So, you know, I can't thank Christopher enough and him and all the guys that for sticking with us and believing in our program and for Christopher being with us for 2 years. You know, obviously this is kind of a goodbye moment, but, you know, we being teammates with him again next year at Joe Gibbs Racing is going to be a lot of fun, and looking forward to see him continue to grow and evolve in this sport.
We're going to start with our questions. We'll go to Reed and then Lee.
You started the season with the win in Chili Bowl. You end as a NASCAR champion. Any comparison between the two, and can it get any better?
As a calendar year overall, I don't think it gets much better than that. But you can't compare the two. One of them is a race, and one of them is a championship over a course of a year. But so it's really tough to compare them, but to be able to win both is definitely a dream come true.
We'll go to Lee and then Bob.
Lee Spencer, Motorsport.com. How hard was it not to want to race for the win with everything that was at stake and as solid as your car was? I mean, I heard Hirschman on the radio. He was just trying to keep you, you know, focused on the big prize. But how difficult when you're a racer is it not to want to go out to the lead?
Well, it's extremely difficult, and that's a product of this format. I mean, I would have loved to have been able to lock it up and race for a win tonight, but you know, you never know if you have a late race restart, or you saw over the course of the restarts throughout the race that all of the playoff trucks ended up right around each other, and we had to race really hard to get that track position. But you know, at the end of the race, whenever I was running down the 27, I kept having to bite my tongue to not try and go get them, and They kept telling me how good I was compared to everyone behind me, and had to keep the big picture in mind.
We'll go over here to the right to Bob, then we'll come back to Zach.
Bob Hoggers, ESPN. I have one for each of you. Christopher, do you believe in yourself as much in a truck now as you do in a dirt midget?
Getting there. Not there completely. The pavement deal it's very difficult, especially coming here to a place like Homestead where every lap your truck does something different or your car does something different. But I think that's just a product of me running on dirt for 16, 17 years now and only being on pavement for 4 years and having maybe 100 races total under my belt. So I'm definitely gaining confidence as I go, but that's going to take a lot of time.
And for Kyle, your first champion, driver champion, was Eric Jones. He came up through late models. Christopher comes up through sprint cars. Was there anything that you've seen Christopher from the time he, you know, started with you? What did he have to learn the most to kind of match what Jones did?
He didn't have to learn much at Eldora. He did way better than Jones at Eldora. past that, I think being able to figure out how to go fast and be tight. You know, Jones is I raced against him a couple times in late models, and every time I raced against him, he was fast and he was a bit free, kind of loose. And Christopher thought that was the fast way when he got here. You know, loose is fast, but in all honesty, you probably learned that tighter is a little bit better, especially in a truck, you know. So I think that was a little bit of a learning experience for him, and just knowing how fast and how good you could be, being able to have a little bit of tug on the steering wheel. But other than that, I think, learning traffic is one of the biggest things. I think they both had to learn traffic an awful lot over the course of the years that they've been with us. And trucks are probably the most difficult series to race aero-dependently because they just punch such a big hole in the air with the truck in front of you. So, they all have their different traits. They all grow some of their traits from me after the butt chewings that they get on Monday mornings. So we
had to cancel the competition meeting last week, by
the way.
Yes,
we did. He still hasn't gotten his butt chewing yet. So it's not going to be as hard now as it would have been last week. But all in all, I mean, they continue to grow. They continue to evolve. They continue to get better each and every race that they do. Like Christopher said, I mean, 100 pavement starts is pretty phenomenal to grow that fast and that quick. You know, obviously Kyle Larson's probably one of the only others that's been that quick. So it's cool to see, especially coming through us with KBM.
Johnny Sauter's last week said he did everything right.
Johnny Sauter's an idiot, so I'll have to talk to Johnny too. Just kidding. That's just my favorite word.
We're going to come right up front here to Zach.
Zach Hubbard, NASCAR.com. Rudy was in here just a minute ago. This is for both of you guys. Rudy was in here. He said that one of the things that's been big in Christopher's growth this year was just cleaning up some of the little mistakes that seemed to hold him back last year. Was there a conscious effort to kind of address some of those little things that were just little issues, or is part of this just a year older, year wiser?
It's definitely a year older, year wiser thing. I would definitely look at Eric Jones. Eric Jones was the same way. We just had to clean up little stuff with him. He was fast. We just needed to clean up some of the little mistakes and some of the stuff that he would do in practice that he would kind of misset up his truck for the race, you know. So those were some of the things that we did with him. And I think Christopher just cleaning up some of his race technique and things like that was something else. You know, the one guy that was the year before Christopher here was William. And, for as late as William started and for as little experience as he had, he just had a really good racecraft. And he's special. And it's not that to take away anything from Jones or from Christopher. I think they're all going to be just as good with one another because they're all going to be racing each other here in a few years. Matter of fact, Jones and William next year, but Christopher's not far off. It's just different drivers, different traits, different things, different learning distances, how long it takes to figure those things out sometimes. Hell, I'm 32 and I'm still learning some things as well too, you know. So it's taken me this long to figure out how to win a championship in 2015, being in the sport for 12 years.
We'll go right back up front to Reed.
Christopher, are you going to celebrate tonight or wait until after you run for the Xfinity Owner Championship tomorrow?
Yeah. Well, whenever I won the Chili Bowl, I went to Waffle House, so I might have to find a Waffle House to go tonight. But, tomorrow is going to be a big day for me. with me moving into the Xfinity Series, it's going to be huge to experience what Homestead race is like in an Xfinity car. And I'm part of the owner championship too, so there's a big task at hand tomorrow, and I need to make sure that I'm ready to go for that.
Which number are you in? The 20?
The 20.
Oh, I don't care.
Additional questions for our champions.
I'll go talk to Priest tonight. I'll help him out.
Tell him to turn down whenever I slide him.
Gentlemen, congratulations on the championship. Look forward to seeing you next year. Thank you.
You got it. Thanks.